Thank you and good morning. Residents in the city of Eureka have shown their willingness to pay for adequate public safety service by approving a sales tax measure that is earmarked for police and fire. At Tuesday night's meeting, the Eureka City Council approved a budget that sees cuts of $2.3 million overall, with about $1.3 million of those cuts made to police and fire service. By combining administrative tasks, eliminating the assistant manager's position, cutting back on city funding for the Visitors Bureau and the Chamber of Commerce, as well as raising fees at the zoo, the city was able to redirect those funds to the police department. Police Chief Andy Mills still needed to cut more than $700,000, which will mean the loss of most of the public service officers. Humboldt Bay Fire cut about $800,000, primarily in overtime, which will mean the Myrtle Avenue station will be blacked out for much of the coming year. State Senator Mike McGuire, who represents the North Coast, has co-authored a bill with North Coast Assemblyman Jim Wood to protect old-growth redwoods from poachers. Senate Bill 288 would allow local prosecutors to bring felony vandalism charges against poachers who cut down or damage old-growth trees in an effort to get at the tree's burls. If convicted, a burl poacher could receive up to a $50,000 fine and jail time. McGuire said in a statement that it's hard to prosecute burl poachers, and this bill would make it easier for prosecutors to do so. More than 1,000 personnel remain on scene working to contain the Saddle Fire, burning in western Trinity County near Higham Palm. The fire has scorched more than 1,600 acres since it was ignited by lightning last week. Hand crews are working to keep the fire within containment lines. Mandatory evacuations for residents in the area have been lifted, and smoke from the fire could be a concern for residents in the immediate area, as well as to the north and west. Fire crews in southern Oregon have their hands full with the Buckskin Fire that has scorched more than 2,200 acres. Fire officials held a public meeting in Cave Junction last night to update residents in the region about that blaze. Heavy smoke remains a concern, and the fire is burning in very difficult terrain. Hand crews are building containment lines, and the Rogue Siskiyou National Forest has been closed to visitors. Californians, by a wide margin, according to the latest polling data from the Public Policy Polling Institute, have little faith in either the federal government or state government. As many as 3/4 of those surveyed believe that lawmakers in both Washington, D.C. and Sacramento work on behalf of special interests. Otherwise, Californians do have faith in Governor Brown and his handling of the drought and the measures he and the state legislature have taken to address the effects of drought. The polling results from May also point to a slim majority in favor of legalizing the personal possession of marijuana, making it 3 consecutive months that majority has been seen. Those polled also support splitting commercial property taxes from private property taxes, with proposed changes to Prop 13, and they also support increasing sales taxes on cigarettes, as well as taxing any extraction of oil and gas taken from the state. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With wildfires burning to the east and to the north of Humboldt County, local fire departments have been called to provide support for wildfire operations. A water tender from Humboldt Bay Fire has been dispatched to aid efforts on the Saddle Fire in Trinity County, and more local resources could be needed to the north to battle the Buckskin Fire. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods talked fire in his last talk shop appearance and pointed out that when it comes to wildfires with plenty of fuel, incidents can grow very quickly.
The conditions are ripe that those fires are going to grow extremely rapidly. And again, we want to try to put those out here locally as quickly as we can so we don't have those bigger problems. And we're seeing it this week in Higham Palm where, you know, they've got over 1,000 acres and a low level of containment. You know, that fire has already grown quickly in size.
Not only has the region endured 4 years of drought, that lack of precipitation has led to tinder dry fuel in local forests. It can be very difficult to reach the seat of a wildfire due to terrain.
What kind of resources can you get there? So if you can't get fire engines there with crews, you can't get the inmate crews on the ground because of the, you know, limited access terrain, they'll work on them with the aircraft. But a lot of times you just look way ahead and you say, okay, where's this fire going? And you're just going to let it burn till it gets to that point.
Local residents should be prepared for road closures, forest closures, and campsite closures as the summer season continues due to the effect from wildfires. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.